ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास स्तुतेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवतीतमश्लोके भक्तिर्भावती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Canto 1, Canto 10, Chapter 3, Verse number 13. Please repeat after me. Shri Vasudeva Vacha,
Shri Vasudeva Vacha,
Vinito Sivavan Saksha,
Vinito Sivavan Saksha,
Purusha Prakriti Paraha,
Purusha Prakriti Paraha,
Kevalanubhavananda,
Kevalanubhavananda,
Sarupa Sarvabhuditrek,
Sarupa
Shri Vasudeva Uvacha,
Shri Vasudeva Uvacha,
Vinito Sivavan Saksha,
Vinito Sivavan Saksha,
Purusha Prakriti Paraha,
Purusha Prakriti Paraha,
Kevalanubhavananda,
Kevalanubhavananda,
Svarupa Sarvabhuditrek,
Svarupa
Shri Vasudeva Uvacha,
Shri Vasudeva Uvacha,
Vinito Sivavan Saksha,
Vinito Sivavan Saksha,
Purusha Prakriti Paraha,
Purusha Prakriti Paraha,
Kevalanubhavananda,
Kevalanubhavananda,
Svarupa Sarvabhuditrek,
Svarupa
Yeah. Shri Guru, Shri Vara Parampara, Chaturtam Parijana Saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Naita Shri Krishna Amritam Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tatra Kanchana Gopinaki Radhe Vrindavaneswari Krishnavadu Sujai Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namakum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Puttare Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gopinavani Prachayane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asatare Shatayane Pancha Kalpa Drupyascha Vimana Sindhu Vedanta Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurabhaktanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
On behalf of ISKCON Kolkata I would like to welcome all the devotees here this morning to this most auspicious occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. On this occasion, I am very honored and feel it is my great fortune to be here this morning with all so many wonderful devotees. And before I begin to speak, I would like to take the blessings of all the devotees present, especially very senior devotees like His Grace Bhairava Prabhu, His Grace Sattu Krishna Prabhu, and so many others that are here today. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. It is said in the third verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first verse, first chapter, Nigamaka Bhutur Dalitam Phalam Shukamaka Mutadrava Samhutam Irda Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Mohoraho Rasika Bhuri Bhavukaha. O expert and thoughtful men, relish in the Bhagavatam. So today we are reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Maharaj Parikshit is relishing the Srimad Bhagavatam as heard by Srila Shukadeva Goswami. Now, 9 cantos are already complete. So many days Maharaj Parikshit has been sitting and hearing, not only days, but many nights. He's been continuously hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And he's been fasting from all food and all water, and he's just relishing the taste of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigamakalpatulam dalitam phalam. Bhagavatam is compared to phalam, a fruit. And not just any fruit, but dalitam phalam, a ripened fruit, a ripe and juicy fruit. So Maharaj Parikshit, he doesn't require to drink water because he's drinking Bhagavatam Ras. He's getting the Ras of that Dalitam Phalam, that juicy, ripe fruit. Nidamakalpatur Dalitam Phalam Shukumupad Amritadrava Samhutam. And he's not just hearing that ripened fruit of Srimad Bhagavatam from anyone. He's hearing from Srila Shukadeva Goswami, who is speaking in disciplic succession. Imam param brahm praptam imam raja shayogaru sakala nehamata yunashka parantaha. So because that fruit is coming in the cyclic succession, it's not only juicy and ripe, but it's also very nutritious. Because when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam in the disciplic succession, we get the authorized version of Srimad Bhagavatam, and it is very healthy and enlivening, invigorating and nutritious for the heart. So in this way, Maharaj Parikshit is feeling more and more enlivened by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukamukad Amrita Drava Samyutam. It's amrit, it's nectar, it's drava, it's semi-solid and soft. Samyutam. This fruit of Srimad Bhagavatam is so not only juicy, but the texture is very enjoyable and relishable because it's drava, it's semi-solid and soft. So the words of Srimad Bhagavatam are also relishable. Even when we chant the shlokas, we may not understand the Sanskrit, but just by chanting these transcendental sound vibrations, we derive transcendental pleasure, amrit, ananda. We get pleasure from chewing on Srimad Bhagavatam in the fruit form or the Sanskrit form. It's all relishable. Pibata Bhagavatam Rasam Alayam. Pibata means to drink, and rasam means juice, and alayam means the place. Like when we go for prasad or we want to go for dinner, it's bhojalayam, right? So Bhagavatam is rasalayam, and this world is dukalayam. It's a place of misery. But by the importing from the spiritual world, Srimad Bhagavatam, by importing from the spiritual world the Archivigraha, we have such a beautiful darshan this morning, and by importing from the spiritual world the holy names, then this Dukalayam becomes Ananda Alayam. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare!
Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. We are told to drink this Srimad Bhagavatam, the abode of Ras. Mohur Aho Rasika Uvi Bhavataha. This Bhagavatam is appreciated even by the Rasika Bhaktas, the liberated souls. Can be appreciated by everyone. And this Bhagavatam is creating the greatest good for all of civilization. It's a different kind of literature. It's not a mundane literature. It's not a mundane sound vibration. It's spiritual. It's not different from Krishna. It's not different from the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Srila Prabhupada gives the example that you cannot chant repeatedly Coca-Cola, 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 unlimitedly. You'll go cuckoo, you'll go cola, and go crazy. But we can chant unlimitedly the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And we can chant unlimitedly Srimad Bhagavatam. And we are very fortunate because His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, has given us so many wonderful Vaishnava festivals. And especially today, Janmashtami. Prabhupada encouraged us, go on hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Srila Prabhupada was physically present here on the planet, he conducted the Bhagavad Dharma discourses in New Vrindavan. And on Janmashtami, he was reading and he was having devotees read from Krishna book.
And it was becoming later and later at night, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and devotees were reading and reading and reading, and some were falling asleep. But Prabhupada was becoming even more enlivened. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada encouraged all of us to read Bhagavatam more and more. And today we'll have that wonderful opportunity. We have so many wonderful speakers scheduled to speak Bhagavatam all throughout the course of the day. So this is our feast today on Drava Samhitam, on a semi-solid, soft, amrit, Pivata Bhagavatam. We can drink juice, we can drink ras all day long. And then of course I see on the schedule at midnight, there's the Prasadam feast. So this is the appetizer, and that is the full course. But this is transcendental, this is also a full course in itself. This is an ocean. This is a transcendental ocean of bliss. Pivata Bhagavatam Rasa Malayam. And it will create a revolution in the lives of an impious civilization. Therefore, this Bhagavatam not only is sweet, but it's nutritious. It's this Bhagavatam is what society actually needs to overcome all the troubles, all the dukkha, all the difficulties in society. Our society needs Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam will create a revolution in the lives of an imperfect civilization. In every canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes in the introduction one very important verse, first canto, fifth chapter, text number 11.
Tadvad visargo janata gaviplavo yasmin pratishlokam abhavatyahapi namani anantasya yashom kintaniyat shrinvanti gayanti Vinanti Sadhava.
That this Srimad Bhagavatam is a completely different kind of literature, not mundane, but transcendental. This literature, Tadvad Visargo, those people, that society, Janataga, that lok, those people, Viplavo, will create a revolution in their society. Asmin Pratishlokam, it contains the name, the form, the pastimes, the paraphernalia, the entourage of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, it is Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Sadhavaha. It is heard, it is sung, and it is accepted by all men who are thoroughly honest. And today, we're coming to the 10th canto, which is considered the summum bonum, the topmost part of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The first canto is compared to Krishna's lotus feet, and the 10th canto is compared to the Padma Mukha, the beautiful lotus face of Lord Krishna. So we're entering into this, into the beautiful lotus face of Lord Krishna. So we're just so fortunate to have access to this. Srila Prabhupada was translating Bhagavatam, and then at one point he said, I may die before I reach the 10th canto. I do not want to leave the planet before giving the pastimes of Lord Krishna to the world. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada gave us the Krishna book, the summary study of the 10th canto of Srila Bhagavatam. Now this is so important. Srila Prabhupada really wanted us to have this great treasure of the 10th canto. So today we'll begin our discussion. Before we do, I'd like to just mention a few points from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are not different. It's all Krishna. It's all Krishna Katha. Prabhupada said, don't just jump to the 10th canto of Rasa Lila. First, go for the Bhagavad Gita. So first we're going for Bhagavad Gita. Fourth chapter. Ajobi Sanyayama Guntanam Ishvaro Bisan Prakutin Swam Histaya
Sambhavanyatmamayaya.
Krishna says in Gita, although I am unborn, Aja, I come to this material world, millennium after millennium.
Yadayadahi dharmasya glanim bharati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam shtrajanyaham.
Whenever there is a decline in religious principles and a corresponding rise in irreligion, at that time I descend myself.
Parintranaya sadhanam vimashaya cha duskritam dharma sastapanataya sambhavami yuge.
In order to give pleasure to my devotees, vinashaya cha duskritam, to kill the miscreants, dharma sastapanataya, to establish religious principles, I come myself.
Janma karma chare divyam evam nirvati tatvadaha tatvadeham punarjanma naiti mahamati soju.
Whoever understands the transcendental nature, divyam, my janma, mera janma, mera karma, my birth, my activities are divyam, transcendental, such a person does not, upon receiving, does not upon leaving this material body, he does not take birth in this material world again. Instead, he attains my eternal abode.
So we should understand the transcendental nature of Krishna's birth and activities. And Krishna is displaying them here in this 10th canto. And this 10th canto can attract our hearts to go back to the spiritual world. Just like a travel agent. If you go to a travel agent, the travel agent would say, would you like to visit New York? And you say, well, I'm not sure if I want to visit New York. So the travel agent will give you a brochure and it has so many beautiful pictures. There are these nice museums in New York and the Statue of Liberty is there in New York. And Srila Prabhupada arrived in New York in 1965, so we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's arrival in New York at the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty is there in New York, and there's so many wonderful parks and shopping and ISKCON mandirs. New York is such a wonderful place. So when you see this brochure, you hear the Mahatmya, you hear the glories of New York, then you're encouraged, yes, I want to go there. So similarly, this Bhagavatam is presenting the Mahatmya, the glories of the spiritual world. And after hearing those glories, reading those glories, and then we will desire to go there. And when we desire to go there, then then Krishna, as we desire, as we surrender unto Him, Krishna will reward us accordingly and give us the opportunity to go back to the spiritual world, to go back home, back to Godhead. So I remember when I was first joined ISKCON full-time, 1991, I was on Padyatra. We walked through Holland, Belgium, France, and Spain. And we were in France on Jamastani. And we're in the middle of a farmer's field. How do we celebrate Jamastani? I was new bhakta, only a few months in ISKCON. So we decided to put on a drama. We put on a natak. And I still remember the natak. I was the cow. So one time, the Earth planet became the headquarters for all the demons in the universe. Big, big demons, daityas,
Rakshasas, they hatched a plot. They said, we will take birth on the earth planet and we will take over the whole planet. And after we control the earth, we will conquer the universe.
Perhaps some descendants. It is said in Kali Yuga that in the same body we have the demon and the devotee. So we have to purge the demon from the body by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with devotees and chanting, demons, powerful demons, they started taking birth on the earth planet. They were demons like Kamsa, Chandra, Mustika, Keshi, Aga, Keshi, so many powerful, powerful demons. And the earth was starting to feel the burden of dealing with so many demons on the earth planet. So, Earth, Mother Bhumi, she took the form of a cow. That was me. And she went to the demigods and she appealed to them, please help me, help me. I'm overcome with the burden of so many demoniac kings. What can I do? So the demigods, they said, don't worry, we'll help you. Please come with us. And they went to meet Lord Brahma. And they appealed to Lord Brahma. What can we do? There's so many demons populating the earth. Help us. And Lord Brahma took them to the ocean of milk. The ocean of milk, a very, very beautiful place. And in the ocean of milk, there's an island called Svetadvip. And Lord Brahma went into deep meditation on the bank of the milk ocean, and as he meditated on invoking the mercy of the Supreme Lord, he heard a beautiful flute sound. He heard it internally. In our drama, we had someone playing the flute hiding inside one of our vehicles. He heard the sound of the flute, and that flute enlightened him, and he went back to the demigods. And he said, my dear demigods, I have a very important message for you. The message is that Lord Krishna is aware that these demons have come and is causing so many problems and distress to all of you and to Mother Bhumi. Lord Krishna is going to descend himself to destroy these demons. And he wants you to also participate in this. So all of you demigods, you please appear in the Yadu dynasty and prepare to assist the Lord. So the demigods began taking birth in the Yadu dynasty. Meanwhile, just very interesting to note that there was a king in Mathura, Ugrasen. And Ugrasen, he had his son, Kams. And Kams was very demoniac. And he even imprisoned his father, Ugrasena. And Kamsa was the brother of Devaki, and Devaka was her father. So Devaki was getting married to Vasudev. It was their marriage. And Devaka was so happy. He was giving big dowry, hundreds of elephants, thousands of horses, gold, jewels, 200 beautiful maidservants, all dressed up in ornaments. And Kamsa, he said, I will drive the chariot
of my sister Devaki. And he was driving, taking a very menial position. Usually the chariot driver is very low position. But Kamsa wanted to do this service for his sister. As he was driving, a great sound came from the sky. Akashvani, a voice from the sky.
Kamsa, you fool! Don't you know that the eighth child of your sister will kill you?
He became very alarmed. And in great anger, he grabbed the hair of Devaki with his left hand. With his right hand, he took out his talwar. And he was going to cut off the head of Devaki. And Vasudev, he's her husband. He had to save her. He tried to stop him. Stop, stop, Kamsa. Don't you know, even if it's true, if the child will kill you, we all have to leave this body sometime. The body is temporary. But the soul, the Atma inside the body, is eternal. Najayate mirate vata vachinna bhutvana bhavata vana muyaha ajoni chakshasvato yamkvano nahanyate hanyamane sharire. That the soul cannot be killed and the body is temporary. So please, don't risk your great honor and prestige and your reputation by killing her. But Kamsa was not convinced. Vasudev said, if you kill her, you will have to suffer karmic reactions. And in your next life, you will suffer also. But Kamsa was not convinced. So then Vasudev took another path. And he said, my dear Kamsa, it is not Devaki who is you have to fear. It is her eighth child. The eighth child, I promise, I will give you every child. Just let Devaki live. Vasudev was thinking, anyway, it is the will of providence. Perhaps Kamsa will die in the meantime. Something else may happen. My children may be saved. Kamsa, he agreed because he knew the word of Vasudev is very, very powerful. So they continued. Meanwhile, Narada Muni came to meet Kamsa. And he was carrying in his hand a lotus flower. And the lotus flower had 8 petals. And he said, my dear Kamsa, which petal is the first petal? And which petal is the 8th petal? And Kamsa was thinking, oh, maybe the child that is going to kill me has already been born. So he said, let us kill all the children. Imprison Vasudev and Devaki. And Vasudev and Devaki were brought into the prison cell. The first child of Devaki was born. And Vasudev delivered it to Kamsa. Kamsa said, oh, I'm sorry, this is the previous Tanari meeting. He said, this child was named Kirtiman. And Kamsa said, I have nothing to fear from this child. And then Narada Muni came and said, you should fear from this child. And then Kamsa, he took the child by the feet, so powerful, as strong as 10,000 elements, and smashed him into the ground, killing him. Now, he killed all first 6 sons of Vasudeva Devaki like this. So there's a very interesting history. Who were these 6 children? They were the 6 sons of Marichi. At the time, Lord Brahma fell down. He was attracted to having sex with his daughter Vak. So Marichi, the other rishis, they said, no, Brahma, this is not good. You should not do this. But then, these 6 sons of Marichi, they were laughing at Lord Brahma. They did not criticize him, but they laughed at him. And because they laughed at him, this was a Vaishnava aparad. And they were cursed. They were cursed that they would take birth as the grandsons of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu's son was Kalanemi. And these six boys, they were the sons of Kalanemi. So they were cursed to take birth in the demon's family. So then the sons of Kalanemi, they decided, let us perform tapasya and get benedictions from Lord Brahma. So they went under the water and they performed tapasya for many years, not eating, not sleeping, not drinking, just performing intense tapasya. And Lord Brahma appeared. And Lord Brahma said, what benediction can I give you? And they said, we want to be invincible. We want to not be killed by any devata. We want not to be killed by any demon. We not want to be any killed by any human. We want not to be killed by any animal. No one can kill us. So then Lord Brahma said, Tatastu. And he gave the benediction. And these six sons of Kalanemi were very happy. Until Hiranyakashipu, their grandfather, found out what happened. He said, he was angry as fire. He said, you went to Lord Brahma for benedictions? Why did you not come to me? I am all powerful. Because you have gone to Lord Brahma for benediction, I curse you that you will be killed by your father. And Kalanemi, in his next birth, took birth as Kamsa. And the father, Kalanemi, his sons, Kamsa, would kill all these six boys. Now, this is a very important story. This is mentioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Bhagavat, when he speaks about Vaishnava Aparadh, the mad elephant offense. We should be very, very careful not to offend devotees, because if we offend devotees, then we will lose all of our devotional credits that we may have accrued for many, many, many births. So this is very, very dangerous. We should not do this Vaishnava aparadh. Also, our acharyas mentioned these six boys represent six anarthas that must be removed from our heart before Krishna will appear there. These anarthas are lust, anger, envy, pride, greed, and illusion. These anarthas must be removed in order that Krishna can appear. Now, Kamsa represents fear of material existence. Devyesh gunamaya mamamaya jvataya mam eva nirupadite maya nitam tarantite. That this maya, this material energy, is very, very difficult to overcome. And Srila Prabhupada said, the biggest fear that devotees have in my movement is they are not enough afraid of maya. So we have to be very much afraid of maya. And because of this fear of maya, if we can fortunately cultivate that, then that will help us to destroy these six enemies that are represented by the sons of Kalanemi. Lust, anger, envy, pride, greed, and illusion. And the best way we can cleanse our heart is through this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So Kamsa, he killed these six boys, and these six boys represent these anarthas, and we have to be very careful not to offend devotees, and we have to be very, very afraid of maya. And my time is over, and if I continue, I may offend devotees, and I'm afraid to do that, and I'm also afraid of maya. So at this time, I'm going to conclude my presentation with the killing of the first six sons of Mother Devaki. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Krishna Janmashtami Maha Mahotsava Ki. Shri Prabhupada Ki. Shri Shri Nara Govinda Dev Ki. Jai Gaur Premanand
Dev.
Jai.
Bahut bahut dhanyavad. Hare Krishna.
So we now request his best attention. Hare Rama.